Okay, so we're holding the last piece, I think. Oit sham tanya ptaf noime?
Yep.
Okay. Oit sham tanya ptaf noime. Kol amachnes yori lamata mitibura tikotzeitz. Omele ptaf from yosha lekoitz bekreisa lo yitleno. For the creation of katne akoitz. Omele muta tiboka kreisa va yerd lebeo shachas. Another Indian, he doesn't explain, he basically explains only the last one, but I guess we'll just read more. Tanya. Rechiv gemalim kulam rishoyim, because again the motion and the friction is gives them yivurim. Asapanim kulam tzadikim, because they're scared stiff of the ship going down. I guess, I don't know about rechiv gemalim, but sapanim kulam being tzadikim, I think has changed quite a bit. Sailors are not exactly tzadikim these days. Hachamorim mehem rishoyim tzadikim. Because again, if laying on a on the back is or on the stomach is merely the yehurim. Oich sham amar Reb Shimon, and this is the piece that he's going to address. Oich sham amar Reb Shimon, dalad varim says Hakadosh Baruch Hu soinan vani eini oyavam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu despises it, and I don't particularly care for it, which in itself is a cute lashon, interesting lashon. And we'll explain it. It sounds like kind of very strange. First of all, it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs my askama. It's like, you know, if I tell somebody such and such a doctor's this opinion, and I concur, that statement is perfectly right when it's a peer of mine. When it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's my askama got to do with anything? And also the lashon is kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu despised it, I don't particularly care for it. So that's interesting. Lashon, will comment on that. So he says the following: Anichnas lebeisid pisay. If somebody crashes into his house without knocking or pre-warning, veinzach lemen beis chaver, certainly somebody else's house. Two, ha'oiches ba'amo mashin mayim. That's a second one, and that's the reasons, obviously. Like we said before, v'mashdin mayim orim lefei mitasei, v'mishamish mitasei fnei kol chai. Ono rida shmuel v'afilu lefnei achbar, ono shinna loy, elo kigoyin shal bayis ploini shemishashu esef fnei avdeh v'shefesef. So achbarim certainly does make a difference, but avarim ashfachas, even though the person doesn't care, still it's something which is wrong mitzat snias. My dorish v'luchem poyim lechamor amadem lechamor. Rabbi Rav Huna mekarkish zagi dekiliyasi would shake a pair of bells when he came in. Abaya bala diyatir apava bala parchi. And in other words, they used to make some sort of noise coming into a house. So he's going to explain the different halakim. Pirish eludadvorm kulam yeshbem tsnias ekdusha. All of these four things have elements of Tznius HaKdusha. Vama, Kashem Yisbaruch HaShul Kodesh B'tachas HaKdusha Soine El HaDvarim. Vani Af Ki Ein Odom Kodesh V'kom Kodesh She Soine El HaDvarim She Veitzim Rat Tznius. So he says like this, and I think he's Miram, in his Pirush HaGadot, it's more sharply stated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being that is Kulei Kodesh, it's not possible. So he despises these inyanim because it's the antithesis of what he is, and therefore all of these inyanim, and therefore it's something that he's so nice of. A person doesn't have that darga. A person doesn't have the darga of Kedusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to say that it evokes sinna in a person would be an exaggeration, but that he can't be enthusiastic about it or aesthetic about it, that's something which is shayach to Adam. So the change in phrase, in other words, it's not the pshat that we're giving a haskam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the pshat we're arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're saying this event is greeted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Kulei Kedusha, with absolute disdain or something that he's absolutely does not want having to do with it. And myself personally, since I'm not in that madriga, but I do feel strongly to at least distance myself, but not to, I can't reject it the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects it.
In the Oiches, but I'm a Mashti. Yeah. That's something which is Shaykh the Shamayim, not all the other three more Shaykh to people. They have a Hergish in that one. If you go in Nichnas Abayis or Mashti, it's Mos. Why is that one any Oiches as well?
So I think it means, as a person, you're right, it's not that somebody's being nifka by it, it's the outside observer. We also tend to be very, if let's say you find somebody who's a real hedon, he's eating and gorging himself and overeating, it creates a certain level of disgust in you, a certain level of distancing, because it's very much not, you know, there's something about it that you don't like. So I don't think he's talking about here the not liking because it's affecting me personally, sort of doing something wrong to me. I think it's not liking because to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person himself is a coarse person. Just like somebody who sits and he's eating, I don't know, he's eating spaghetti and meatballs with his hands and everything is mushed all over him, we find that to be quite disgusting. Not because we're being hurt in any way, it's just that this type of coarseness sets off a person who has any type of refinement in. So he says, Kashenichnas the basic pitsoy. Kibuloi oisa shamosa tsniyasa. Vizer shenichnas the basic pitsoy. Ein Makrel ze, va Kadosh Baruch Hu shu kodesh u mufesh min adover shi yoytze min atzniyos hus, va Kadosh Baruch Hu shu kodesh u mufesh min adover shi yoytze min atzniyos hus son yoytze. So being that going into a house is a direct contrast or a direct, I don't know what to call it, it's something which is goes against the grain of Kedusha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a type of act that HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises. Ve'odom ashe yesh boi nisham al yoyna Kedusha tznu yeshat chadri chadorim ro'u yishis nai sigamke. So being that the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being that both are Kodesh and Mufrash, it should evoke the same reaction. Well, let's talk about this a little bit and get a sense of what he's saying over here. He's saying that, let's see what he's lashing over here. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kodesh Mufrash Ma'adova Shiyitz Ma'atzis Usoy Nesoy Ve'odem Asher Eshbe Nesham Al Yoyne Kdoish Atznu Yishat Chadirah Amroish Nesoy Yisay. When we're talking here about despising something, hating something. A person dislikes things that go against the grain of himself. So that when a person is doing something that is, so when something is happening that goes against the heart of what I am, I don't like it. And let's give a mashal. A person who is musically sensitive, if he hears somebody sing and miss the notes, he finds that to be horribly, horribly jarring. Even though, it's kind of, he's not performing, he's not the one that's singing, but he likes things that are that have the proper rhythm to it and so on. That's the metzias of the person being musical and so on. A person who is a who being that, where do we have built in us the items of Kedusha and so on? Where are those items? The answer is they are in the fact that our neshama is yeshevus b'chadri chadorim. So that means it is of the nature of the neshama that it is a chadri chadorim, like a type of entity. And it's more that the Chazal tell us that this is one of the ways in which it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishos Chadich HaDorim Tzod Neshama. So that means it being that it's Yishos Chadich HaDorim means it is of the Chunas HaNefesh of the Nefesh to like that which is Tzanua and subtle. And that's why when somebody has a need for a lot of publicity, we think of him as being less than ruchniistic, because we associate correctly that ruchnis is that which is sunu in the bria. Ruchnis is the quality of that which is within rather than without. The fact is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself exists solely as that which is within, rather than that which is public and available. So the Mela, once we have that Nekuda, so the Neshama itself, since its Mohus of the Nefesh is Sonua, it finds distasteful that which is not Sonua. And he makes this point for Adam that's the reason why that is one of the properties of his nefesh, and b'meila it dislikes things that are not like that. And I guess that this is just generally speaking, a person also who has a sense of Kedusha would not like things that are not Kadosh. Third, V'amashnu mayim lefei mitosei, V'dova mos u'mishakitz nafshei, V'gam dova yoytzim in HaKedusha k'mon she'hisbayar, K'chol shikutz v'tiyu v'yoytzim in HaKedusha l'gamri. So, it's interesting. For the longest of times, when a person is young, or when a person becomes a Baal Tshuva, we're taught that the Tumah and Tara, Netilas Yadayim, etc., have nothing to do with cleanliness. Now, that statement is somewhat correct, but not totally correct. Let's explain the point. Certainly, the purpose of washing your hands with soap and water or alcohol, whatever it is to take away the dirt, the germs, etc. It has nothing to do with Netilas Yadayim, and one is not just the other. As a matter of fact, Chazal v'Goyzer, not to, in the time of the Truma, not to go to the mikveh, not take a shower after you went to the mikveh, because the mikvehs used to be mikvehs, really filthy and so on, and people would say, well, it's not the filthy mikveh that makes you tahor, it's the shower afterwards, and they would be mezals in the mikveh. So Chazal v'Goyzer. So it's right to tell somebody that those things that kedusha has nothing to do with cleanliness per se, but the rishonim say, lemashal, when they speak about baltashaktsu and so on, that it's not ro'ui for somebody who is in a high darga to wallow in filth and so on, and it's somewhat. It's somewhat understood that it is not dissimilar than the Tumas and Taras. Cleanliness and lack of cleanliness. Somebody who is a Baldarga should be clean, Klai Yisrael's enjoyed to be clean, and that's why Baal Teshaktsu includes eating things that are filthy and so on, because that's a Shikutz. Mayim Achroinim is there for to get rid of the dirt and so on. And yet it's called the person's desire to disassociate himself from filth or whatever is exactly parallel to a shayach to the people that want to be meruchik from ra. The koyach hanefesh that's in operation here is the repulsion felt by the association with anything that is not. So we have here we have things that are tame, and those things are things that I don't want. But I have things that just as tuma creates a physical revulsion, this creates a pnimistic revulsion, and I need to see it as such. And therefore, the chiyuv of nikoyon is a branch, or it's parallel in koyach hanefesh to the inyanim of tumah taira. So just like in inyanim of tumah taira, I am repulsed by things that are tamei, and repulsion means I can't have any contact with it, I can't touch it. The inyanim of nekiyus haguf, which are similar on the guf level to tumah in the neshama, is something that the person should not be able to tolerate. So activities that are not really activities that are kind of austere to our sense of the kiosk fall under this issue over here. So Amash Vayefim Tosa Udova Mos Umashaka Snapshay, the Gamdavi Yitzhak Tushma, which is by Kihol Shikuts Vitivat Sakushagam. So anything which says elements of Shikuts and Tiof is Esmak Tushma. Vidova Zet Tovin Gamki Mashispa Lamayatz Ishkarish Evalenu. It says over there that Shunamis said, I see Elisha as Ish Kaddish. How did I know he's Ish Kaddish? Rav Shmuel, Charam Shaloros Akeri al Mitasai, and Charam Shanira Zvuv al Mitasai. I think the Gears thing was Shulchani, I don't remember. So he says, Gihain Keri Shutuma, Hain as Zvuv, Shudova Mos, U Yoitzim in Akdusha. So he says that both of them are in Yanim that are Yoitzim in Akdusha. And the Mela, the carry is Kipshutai, but the other inyanim of a Zvuv is something which is it represents filth of some sort, the Zvuvim belong to filth, and that's where she saw that it was Kaddish, that both of the inyanim were not there. It's interesting. I once heard this from the Slonim Rebbe from Siva Shalom. The Rambam in Hilchas Kedusha lists two items in the whole Hilchas in the Sefer called Kedusha. He deals with two things. He deals with Machol Zasuris, and does it be a Zasuris. Those are the things that represent by him Kedusha. So, I heard from Rav Shalom Nach, Masiv Shalom, he said that's why that the Machleik is Yashar Sakeri, Ashna Zuval Mitasai. So, if I remember correctly, the Lashin was Shalei Ruas Sakeri Mitosai and Zvuv al Shulchani. Could be I make a mistake, but the two Shrashim, the reason, let's give ourselves an understanding. The Lashon Gemara, just took a look, Lashon Gemara actually also Zvuv Oival Shulchani, the Chadam Asad and Shulpishnit, so it does also carry Allah. Both of these in Yanim are the two most physical activities in a person's life, Achila and the Yanim of Zivuk. Both of these in Yanim leave, so to speak, what's the right word for it? Some trace of it, whether it's the Keri Amitasai or the Zvuv al Shulchan, because there's some particles left over. If you'd be able to get 100% clean, finishing the food, there'd be no zvuv, so it needs to have stuff left over. So since both of these include these elements, kedusha means totally being apart from these elements. This is one of the reasons, in the bigger picture, This is one of the reasons why the Yetzer Hara is called a Zvuv, because a Zvuv is probably the most ubiquitous representative of the Yonim and the Bria that feed on psoilus, garbage, stuff left over. There's a chelik in the Bria that it gets its nourishment from that which the other chelik in the Bria left over. And that's why you have a Zvuv is Yetzer Hara. He thrives off the bits and pieces left over by the other chelik in the Bria. So he says, "Vama oid, v'hamishamish mitozif nekol chay kvar marne ki roel la adam sheish beprishus ukdusha lasas meisa betzniyus ukdusha shem loy kein hari nech shenushalchav behemit chamis." In other words, since this is a meisa that's so physical, it should be done in privacy. So these inyanim are all inyanim that have these inyanim ketusha that shaykh the world ketusha for people. Ve'ata tovin kish kandal dvarim shetzoch shiyad nizah v'hem v'kul yasa ketusha. So we have four inyanim that a person needs to be nizah because all v'shat the ketusha. V'hishchil shein unichas v'besek pisek v'dov zet tzniyus shukoyl kol dova shein v'isim v'bayis v'inyan hanagasem shiyad v'tzniyus. V'anichas v'besek v'is chaver pitoim v'vatlan v'agzat tzniyus. So the moral adds here another knetch that I think is it broadens a little bit the understanding of the Gemara. The Pashtab Shat we think here is that you walk in at a time when something, you know, some of the private things are going on, and that's not good. The moral says it more sweepingly. He says the activities done in the house need to have, it is in the nature of things that are private. And let's give an example from Halacha. The Gemara Bava Basra, the beginning of Bava Basra deals with the following point, that when people divide up a yard between them, the demand of privacy on each side is an almost inalienable right. I force the other side to make or build a wall because I don't want to be in a position where I can't do private things in my yard. Now, those private things are not necessarily bad in any sense. We're not talking about inyanim of zivug and so on. That's not relevant. What we're talking about is der tashmish, der tzenua. That's the derech. That's the these things belong to me, and you're not part of it. And with meila, we can demand that right. It's something that halachically stands. So he says, so that's the first piece over there. V'nichnas the base. So what happens is the house itself does not, no longer has the tzniyistic effect that it has. It's not as if the house is sort of a castle and so on. Someone told me, this is a person who's an old man, he's lived in Europe. In Kelm, the Alta or his children or his grandchildren who imitate his Minhagim or his Hanhagis or that word, told me something along the lines of when the Alta of Kelm's daughter, Nechama Lieber, she was there, her husband was Siyash Brady, and she was a very, very chasha woman and a very, very strong-minded woman. So in Kelm, the minig was, if the door was closed, you didn't knock. If you knocked, the reaction would be, why are you breaking into my house? You would leave the door slightly ajar when you were okay to have people, and then people could knock. But to knock before you had permission to knock was considered to be wrong. So he says, "V'oid." So having this having the knocking procedure turns the it makes the house into a mogen zanur. V'achar kach zocha ha'iches ba'am u'mashtin.
Agnusa ze ugnusa guf. Is that the time that the Kohen Gadol wore the bells?
Yes, it says so in the Chinuch Mefurish. He has the two reasons. One of them is that it's not their heretz to walk in without announcing. Let's put it this way. It's as if, I guess if you sort of picture the metaphor. When someone calls me up and says, I would like to invite you to come visit me or to come to my house. So when he lets me into the house, he's letting me into our house. The house that's there for guests to use. When he hasn't done that, and I open the door, I'm invading his space. There's a big difference in that, and therefore, it's a problem of in the world of tznius if you barge in on the other person's house. The Kohen Gadol, before he would ring the bells, that was Kilak Kadosh Baruch Hu's makom, and that was it. When he rang the bells, there was now a makom for Kadosh Baruch Hu to say something, to give something. That's sort of, by ringing the bell, I've turned the Beis HaMikdash into the our home mode instead of the his home mode. So therefore, it's as if there's a pneumistic connection over here, and b'meila, it's something which is shayach to the etzem tzuras Adam. He says, "V'chol elu dalad him akdusha b'chol asho shayach la'adam v'bein zeh." And these four nyanim are nyanim that shayach to all the nyanim of kedusha, and these, and he says v'bein zeh. B'derech klal, when he says v'bein zeh, or I can't tell you more, whatever it is, b'derech klal is being meramis to some sort of inyan in Chachmas HaPnim, in Torah HaPnim. B'derech klal, when you have four things, you b'derech klal are connected the Yudkei Vavkei. That's the most normal application of it. So, going backwards, Ha'odom v'ishtoi heim odom, k'chzazok hebrom, that midah v'zivuk of Odom and Isha are shayach to the last hey in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The Oiches Amo, which I'm skipping back, is something which is the poor shayach or to the midah of the Vav Ktzavis, the midas from Chesed down to Yisod. Yisod is neged the midah of Ashpa, which physically concretizes itself in Zachar to Nekeva. I guess the way I'm saying it is slightly out of order, but those are the two elements that I see here. The first hay deal with the Chachma and Bina. I'm not sure where it comes into play. These two, I think, I have a sense of what is being Ramis. So he says these are all in Yanim. The reason why it's placed over in that lashon is they're not halachas per se. These are not things that it must be this way or that way, but rather it's something that a nefesh that's sensitive instinctively feels in a certain way. Kedusha is the richuk that a person naturally feels towards things that are not of his world. In the Olam Ruchni, we talk about Tuma. In the Olam Agashmi, we talk about Tinuf. But in terms of the Pnimis Adava, they should be coming from the same darga of nefesh. Those things that belong to that world, I don't want to be part of. I'd rather get rid of it. So I think that that's sort of the sense of the tznius and all these four things, that the person's nefesh is doicha those in yanim that are not the tznius. I guess we'll hold it here. Any questions? Any suggestions for what nesiv we want to do next?
Should we just go on to the next one? Koyach Hayetzer, maybe. I think it's better just to start maybe after
Pesach.
After Pesach, so then just get like a proper.
So Mirz Hashem, I'm coming back from Eretz Yisrael the first Thursday after Pesach, so that's not going to work. But then the next Thursday afterwards, I guess that would be in Iyar sometime.
Okay. Thanks, Rav Bielski, and.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All the best. So we're taking a break until the Mirz Hashem. I believe it's the first Thursday of Iyar. It's not 2 days after Pesach, but it's the week after that.
Okay. Brilliant.
Okay. Take care. Okay. All the best. Chag Kashi Sameach.